This is Ian Newton-Plessett in association with Bench Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor after Guildford City lost 5-2 to Cobham in a very entertaining match, in a game that we were probably incredibly disappointing in the first half. We really battled back into the second half. We could have really got back into it, even got a draw out of that game. But first half, and they're a good side.
Yeah, well, as I said all along, if you finish higher than this lot, you'll win the league. Elvis obviously had a setback Saturday, which I knew would possibly be to our detriment. But in all honesty, some of the players that were on the pitch in the first half will probably struggle to play many games if they're going to be like that. So there's a lot of squad members who weren't involved today. Obviously, some came off the bench, obviously made a difference. And I'll be looking at that for the next game.
It must be really encouraging that, especially when even the subs came on, especially in the second half, we just totally rattled them. And we really did have that chance to get back into the game. But then they changed it and then they got the fifth goal. But there were chances there. And that must be encouraging because it was so disappointing in the first half.
Yeah, well, defensively it was disappointing. We didn't really get a chance to even do anything going forward because of the way that we defended. And obviously I did something about that at the first half, and I could have changed more players, to be fair. We've got good players. We've got a good squad, developing squad. There are really good players not fit and not around. So I have no doubt that we're capable of doing what we did second half. And no, obviously we've had one off the line. If we get that, then obviously you're getting a bit closer. Who knows? The referee was so disappointing playing his own little game. I don't really say about referees, but he became an embarrassment in the end. And, it's a penalty. It's on the line. He's saying it's on the line. It's a penalty. I just don't understand why these people do their own thing. So, well, if it's on the line, it's a penalty. How does he not know that rule? So, there we go.
We're back at the Spectrum on Saturday. It's something to look forward to. Home support back at the Spectrum. And hopefully we can bounce back quickly against another tough side, against Redhill, who were very strong last season as well.
Yeah, they were strong last season. They started quite well, but, you know, Cobham are a different animal. They lost there on Saturday. Well done to Abbey. But as you've seen today, Abbey have copped it with Shearwater. So this league is like that. You have to do well to beat Cobham. You have to do that. They did well Saturday. It probably took quite a bit out of them. I think Cobham were affected by the two games against Margate. I always knew that they would come out and do something about it today. They obviously have to our disadvantage. Obviously, we'll go again. But that's the level the boys have to look at, consistency. So,
as I say, Saturday against Redhill, but then we've got another home game 2-3 days later against Hunt Common Rovers.
Yeah, they'll come thick and fast, and we really will be able to use the squad. As I pointed out to the group beforehand, there are so many players not playing, and they would all have looked at this today, and they'll be looking at me like I'm a nutcase if I don't make some changes on Saturday, and I will.
Thanks very much for your thoughts. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Ian.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.